Welcome to Canada's National Bible Hour, a ministry of Mission Go. I'm Brian Albrecht, the President Emeritus and Director of Canada's National Bible Hour. We are thrilled to have you with us today as we embark on a journey to reach the world for Jesus Christ. Canada's National Bible Hour is one of our key ministries dedicated to sharing the transformative and uplifting message of the gospel far and wide. Each week, we provide inspiring teachings, uplifting stories, and heartfelt prayers that connect you with the profound truths of Scripture. Our mission is to spread hope, love, and faith, and we invite you to join us in this vital endeavor as we seek to impact lives across the globe. Thank you for tuning in, and together, let us celebrate the good news of Jesus Christ.
Today, our Scripture is taken from the Sermon on the Mount, and it's actually the fourth beatitude found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, which says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." This verse tells us that the people who really desire to be close to God, want to have a spiritual connection with God, and to trust Him, live with Him here on earth as best we can, the promise is that we will be filled. That if we have that deep desire to know God and to hunger after God, that He will meet our needs, that He will bless us, He will use us. But more than that, He will give us a contentment, and He will give us a sense of His presence, which will help us through our lives.
This month's Mission Moment highlights a powerful and often unseen ministry among the AKA Pygmy people through the Chemia Center, where compassionate medical care and the hope of the gospel come together in one vital outreach. This work matters because it serves men, women, and children who live deep in the forest, far from basic health care, and who are still suffering from serious tropical diseases like leprosy that most of the world has forgotten. Listeners need to understand that this is not just about treating illness. It is about restoring dignity, protecting families, and opening doors for the message of Jesus to be heard where it has rarely been clearly shared. As they hear these stories, they are invited to pray, to care, and to consider how their regular support can quite literally keep this lifeline of healing and hope alive while sharing the gospel and reaching one of the most vulnerable, unreached groups in our generation. For ministry in a remote setting, the unseen things often make the most significant difference. Clean water, reliable power, safe, functional buildings. These are not glamorous needs, but they are essential if the Chemia Center is to continue serving the AKA Pygmy people with excellence, safety, and the witness of Christ. That is why another crucial focus is improving facilities, water systems, and basic infrastructure. Imagine trying to run a clinic when the rooms flood in heavy rain, or when there is no stable power for lights after sunset, or when clean water is scarce for drinking and for washing wounds. These challenges are real in this part of the world. Yet every step forward, repairing a roof, upgrading a patient ward, installing a simple solar system, or improving sanitation, becomes a testimony of God's care. It speaks to patients and their families, you matter. Your health matters. Your dignity matters. Improved facilities also help protect medicines, preserve supplies, and prevent the spread of infections. A more secure pharmacy, improved storage for equipment, and cleaner wards lead to better outcomes for patients and a more sustainable ministry. In addition, a well-maintained center reflects the character of the gospel being preached. It demonstrates order, stewardship, and love in an efficient manner. People see, feel, and experience the difference. You can stand behind this vital facility and infrastructure project with a monthly commitment. Your regular support helps ensure that roofs can be repaired, water systems maintained, and basic equipment kept in good working order. It helps prepare the Chemia Center to serve more people more safely for many years to come. Will you pray for wisdom for those making these stewardship decisions? And will you consider becoming a monthly partner so that the physical foundation of this ministry remains strong, enabling the spiritual and medical work to flourish among the AKA Pygmies? This month, we would like to make available a booklet called Prayer is the Answer by Bounds, Andrew Murray and John Wesley. This is a popular devotional book that compiles writings from these three Christian teachers highlighting prayer as the essential, powerful, and transformative key to a Christian life, with Wesley famously stating, God often does nothing without being asked, Murray emphasizing God's desire to bless through intercession, and Bounds detailing prayer's vital role in spiritual power and daily living. To order your copy of the booklet, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Postal Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, postal code L2R7A7 in the United States, Post Office Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, zip code 14231. Thank you for listening to Canada's National Bible Hour. We wish to bless your life with these messages.
See the sea walker, the blind man healer, that leper cleansing man from Galilee. I'll see that soul saver, the one who set me free. Take my hand and follow me.
When I go to see St. Peter on that far off distant shore, when I'm through with things in life that make me sin, there'll be someone there to greet me and to meet me at the door. Open wide those pretty gates, I'm coming in. All my friends and my relation will be waiting there, I know. And my dear old mother, she'll be waiting too. So I'm getting ready, brother, tell me, how are things with you? Open wide those pretty gates, I'm coming in. To see the sea walker, the blind man healer, that leper cleansing man from Galilee. I'll see that great soul saver, the one who set me free. Take my hand and follow me. To see the sea walker, the blind man healer, that leper cleansing man from Galilee. I'll see that great soul saver, the one who set me free. Take my hand and follow me. Take
Today's message is from Reverend Art Larson. Printed copies are available upon request.
Someone has well said, "Don't worry about tomorrow. God is already there." In these days of change and uncertainty, what are you absolutely sure about? What certainties control your life to give you a positive and worry-free attitude each day? A man came through a very serious surgery, and when they asked him later what his reaction was prior to the surgery, "I wasn't afraid at all. Before they put me to sleep, I saw the doctor's face, and there was a smile full of certainty." Well, you know, every one of us can have a smile like that. Surely it's one of the most effective spiritual ornaments for a Christian. A person who is sure of God, who's conscious of the indwelling Christ, who can face any situation in triumph because of their personal faith in the Lord Jesus, any temptation, any persecution, is a person who has the smile of certainty on their face. There are many, however, who look at it as the height of presumption to speak about being sure, about being absolutely certain of anything, especially of God and of Christ and of Bible and of heaven. Someone has said the only one thing we can be sure of is death, and then maybe taxes. Well, death is sure. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We all have that appointment. We're all going down the track of time to the terminal of eternity. Taxes? Well, it seems they're sure, and yet some have avoided paying them. But there is one thing which is most important of all: to be sure of heaven, to be sure of Almighty God, and that the salvation that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, our Savior, is personally yours, that you have made personal what He made possible for all mankind. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The ground of our assurance is therefore found in the Bible. And it also says in James chapter 1, "Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning." Christ, the Bible, God alone can give absolute assurance because they never change. Now, John the Apostle was a person who was absolutely certain and sure. He wrote about these certainties. He wrote 5 books under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, 5 books in the Bible: the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of the Revelation. He didn't just hold respectable opinions, he held flaming convictions. He said, "These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through His name," John 20, verse 31. Not once does he say, "We hope," or "We doubt," or "We fear," or "We think," or "We guess." He says, "Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit," 1 John 4:13. Notice there are no such words as possibly, or probably, or perchance, or perhaps. No, John confidently says, "Behold, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone that has this hope in Him purifies himself even as He is pure." That's in 1 John chapter 3. This is the constant emphasis of the whole New Testament. Today, I want to take a verse out of 1 John, and that John the Apostle wrote with flaming conviction in this verse about 3 certainties. Because there are these things that you and I can stake our lives on for time and for eternity. The verse we're looking at today is found in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. This is what it says: "And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Now note the progressiveness of John's teaching here. What a difference it makes when the Son of God comes into our life. There can't be full realization of our sinful state until we're confronted by the living Christ who died for us and rose again, by the Holy Spirit who convinces us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And then by coming to know Him and having intimate fellowship with Him, we find that life takes on new meaning, that the power of sin is broken. Not only so, but a glad prospect is before us. The best is yet to be, for one day we shall see Jesus face to face and forever bask in the sunshine of His presence. Thus we can have wonderful certainty, even in the face of impending death, which all of us will face. We can be full of certainty. We can have absolute assurance. We can have that kind of smile. Do you have it? Do you have blessed assurance? Can you say it, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine? Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Well, listen as we look at these three things in 1 John 5:20 that relate to our precious Lord Jesus Christ. What can you and I be sure of? Well, first of all, we can be sure about the Son of God. Listen to what the verse says. We know that the Son of God is come. Now, the Bible teaches that Jesus is the Son of God, and every true believer gladly proclaims Him, even as Thomas of old said, "My Lord and my God." Peter confessed Him when he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Paul in Romans chapter 1 writes that Jesus Christ is declared to be the Son of God with power by His resurrection from the dead. It cannot be too strongly emphasized ever that Christianity stands or falls on the person and finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, too, that whatever Christianity is, it is the story of something that took place in the world. It is a historical fact. John also adds in 1 John that anyone who denies that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is Antichrist. He's not of God if he denies that the Lord Jesus Christ came in flesh. John's not holding up a theory, a church, a man-made doctrine, anything of that kind. He's holding up a person. And you say, what difference does that make? Well, it makes all the difference in the world because it gives a person individual contact with a source of Christian power, and it helps you individually to come into living touch with Christ. Here John speaks, we can be sure about the Son of God. And once you are prepared to accept the teaching of the Bible concerning the Son of God, Jesus Christ, then you have no hesitation believing the doctrines and the teachings concerning Him. We can happily take our stand with all those teachings, the virgin birth of Christ, the virtuous life of Christ, the vicarious death of Christ, the victorious resurrection of Christ, the verified ascension of Christ, the vital indwelling of Christ in every believer, and the visible return of Christ at any moment, for He said, "I will come again." Yes, we can be sure about the person of the Son of God, the one who came, who died for our sins on the cross, who rose again, who lives today, and who is coming back. The Bible is the greatest hymn book that you have. It's all about Him. It's all about the Son of God. Listen to these wonderful words from John in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Read down in verse 14, and it says this, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And again in verse 18, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him." Precious words indeed. We can be sure of the Son of God. Second, in our verse for today, 1 John 5:20, it not only says that we can know that the Son of God has come, but it says, "and has given us an understanding." Not only can we be sure about the Son of God, you can be sure regarding the Scriptures. He hath given us an understanding. No one can have spiritual understanding without the Scriptures. Jesus taught that when the Holy Spirit comes, He will guide us into all truth. And of course, when Jesus left, just as he promised on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to indwell his people, to be resident here in the body of believers called the church, and to convince the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Bible teaches us that all Scripture is God-breathed, given of God, and profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be mature or perfect, understanding the truth, and fully furnished unto every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16. When you come face to face with Christ, he has brought into your life not only a knowledge of who he is, but a knowledge of who you are. It's like the blind man in John chapter 9 who had come to the Savior and said, "One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I can see." The Bible's like a mirror. It shows us what we are and as we are. So you can be sure regarding the Scriptures, because they teach, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23, that we can't save ourselves, that only God can save us. And he did that by sending his Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, to rise again, triumphing over sin and death and hell and Satan. And he alone is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. We could never know the way of salvation, the way to God, the way to heaven, if we didn't have the Bible. We're living in a day when people believe anything and everything, and we're supposed to be politically correct and accept all religions and all faiths, and yet no one has the assurance of heaven unless they read the Bible and find out what Jesus said when he said clearly, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." The Bible teaches us, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Yes, we can be sure of the Son of God. We can be sure of the Scriptures, that they were written by God so that we could understand and know what his plan was for us, who he is, who we are, who Jesus is, and the way to heaven, eternal life, and the forgiveness of sins. Listen to what Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1. "We did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And we heard this voice, which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mount," the Mount of Transfiguration. "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved or borne or carried along by the Holy Spirit." Yes, we can be sure of the Scriptures. When you pick up your Bible, you can know that it is the truth of God, to guide us into life eternal. But thirdly, in our text for today, you can not only be sure of the Son of God and of the Scriptures, but you can be sure regarding salvation. I've been talking about that, but let me emphasize it one more time. For in 1 John 5:20 it says, "We may know him that is true." Yes, you can know Christ personally. You can say with the Apostle Paul, "Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The Scriptures teach us that you can be sure of salvation because Jesus Christ is eternal life. Eternal life is a person. In what sin did in separating us from God, Jesus came to connect us back to God. And the only way back to God is through the cross, through his finished work there, and through the precious blood that cleanses us and brings us into a right relationship with him. Some of the most wonderful words in Scripture I often read to people who say, "Oh, you can't be sure. Oh, you can't know that you're going to heaven. You can't know that you have eternal life." Well, listen to this, my friend. In our chapter, 1 John chapter 5, and reading from verse 10, Listen as God speaks the truth. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. This is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things have I written to you who believe on the name of the Son of God. Now listen, that you may know that you have eternal life. Not just hope or presume or wonder, but that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we've asked of him. How wonderful that God wrote these things that we might know that we have eternal life, that we are in him that is true, even as in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And John says at the conclusion of 1 John 5:20, our text for today, this is the true God and eternal life. Yes, you can be sure of the Son of God. You can be sure of the Scriptures. You can be sure of salvation and eternal life in heaven forever. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Paul said, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He wrote, to be absent from the body for a believer is to be present with the Lord. Absent, present, what a glorious prospect. Takes away the fear of death and gives us the wonderful assurance that heaven is our home and that we're just passing through, so that no matter how many years we may live, few, medium, or many, life is short, death is sure. Christ is salvation, and heaven is our home. Place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Pray and ask him to forgive your sins, to come into your life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. That's the Bible's promise. You can be sure of that.
We at Mission Go pray. This message will change your life and challenge you to seek a deeper understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take the time to read a couple of verses from the Bible in the book of Burr, Matthew 11:28-29. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy with burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls. This month, we would like to make available a booklet called Prayer is the Answer by Bounds. Andrew Murray and John Wesley is a popular devotional book that compiles writings from these three influential Christian figures, highlighting prayer as the essential, powerful, and transformative key to a Christian life. With Wesley famously stating, God often does nothing without being asked, Murray emphasizing God's desire to bless through intercession, and Bounds detailing prayer's vital role in spiritual power and daily living. To order your copy of the booklet, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour, P.O. Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, postal code L2R7A7 in the United States, Post Office Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, zip code 14231. This is a listener-supported program, and we would not be on the air without the support of our listeners. For any further questions about messages or information on this broadcast, you can email Tammy Campbell at tjcampbell@missiongo.org.